Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with a good friend, Grace Marie Turner, president of the Gaten Institute, co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, the lady who is instructing the Senate and the House on the details of Obamacare, who's going to be talking to about these issues on Fox and Friends tomorrow morning. So be sure to check that out. And don't forget to check out Galen.org, the website, that you'll find a lot of important things there on this topic, on health care reform. Grace Marie, I thought it was interesting that Over the last 16, almost 17 years, you and I've been talking about market based solutions for healthcare reform, and we did this 10 years before there was anybody ever heard of Obamacare. You and I were doing this, and one of the things we talked about was if people would just become better healthcare customers instead of just patients, that we could fix this. And one of the ways to fix that was to have higher deductibles, so people would make smarter choices about when they go, when they go to the doctor. Well, lo and behold, one of the ways that Obamacare figured out how to try to come up with a way to pay for itself was through higher deductibles. But they didn't tell people that, did they?
No, they didn't. You know, I used to debate several people from the left during the run-up to Obamacare's passage, and she kept saying, all you people with your health savings accounts, you're offering people an 8-foot rope and they're in a 12-foot hole. And she said it over and over and over again. When we were talking about deductibles of maybe $1,200, put that money of savings into a health savings account, and then you have a catastrophic policy to cover expenses above that. Well, so we're 8-foot rope in a 12-foot hole. Under the Affordable Care Act, the average deductible for a bronze plan is $5,000.
Right. Yeah.
And people do not have
And they have no way of getting that. They have no way of getting that money.
They do not.
At least HSAs gave people a method to get that money.
As they might as well be uninsured. They're not going to doctors. They're not going to hospitals for getting treatment they need, because they have to pay for the first $5,000 out of their pocket. So I think the American people have become much better educated. I think they actually might say, well, a health savings account, if I could just have a catastrophic policy, put some savings, and maybe my employer will put put some savings into a health savings account, I think we could begin to move forward with something with a more educated electorate now, Jim.
Here's the other thing that I think is we need to point out to people. There's still 30 million people uninsured, right?
At least, probably more like 40.
So the point is, Obamacare, folks, didn't solve one of the things that it was mad at to start with.
That's right. And I listened to the debate on the floor of the House of Representatives the night that this passed on March 23rd of 2010. And over, those who were voting for the law all said, finally, we're going to get to universal coverage. Well, the CBO had already said, the Congressional Budget Office had said, under the best of scenarios, 30 million people are going to be uninsured when the law is fully up and running, if everything goes right.
Right.
So this isn't covering the problem of the uninsured. We still have free riders. You still are going to have millions, maybe tens of millions, of illegal immigrants who are going to be showing up at hospital and emergency rooms who can't pay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Obamacare was a fraud. It's all there was to it. It was just a fraud. It was a lie from beginning to end, that we were told that it was going to solve problems. It didn't solve problems. It created more problems. Now, here's a question. One of my last questions for you, Grace Marie, as we wrap up here. Is President Obama going to say anything about Obamacare tonight in his State of the Union speech?
I have not.
I haven't heard anything about it.
with Republicans sitting there, you know, that this was a huge issue in their retreat, whether or not he's going have the nerve to say something about Obamacare. I suspect he may actually look with a poke a finger in their eye and talk about the people who've been who are now covered, that have health insurance. But, you know, there's so much damage from this law, and it's going to take a lot to fix it. But Republicans really want to do this. They're awesome.
Isn't the Supreme Court ruling more dangerous potentially to Obamacare than anything the Congress could do?
Yes, but we're not going to have a Supreme Court ruling that gives them an opportunity to put us back on a free market track.
Right.
Unless they show that they're ready with some plans.
Right. That's the point. The Congress has got to come up with an alternative to show them. Yeah, I agree with that. Well said. Hey, Grace Marie, keep up the good work. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our good friends. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.